Chapter 7 Avakim approached, nodded to Gal, leaned over to whisper to Selden. The cry of adjournment rang out, and guards separated them. Gal was led away. The next day's hearings were entirely different. Harry Selden and Gal Dornick were alone with the commission. They were seated at a table together, with scarcely a separation between the five judges and the two accused. They were even offered cigars from a box of iridescent plastic which had the appearance of water, endlessly flowing. The eyes were fooled into seeing the motion, although the fingers reported it to be hard and dry. Selden accepted one. Gal refused. Selden said, "My lawyer is not present." A commissioner replied, "This is no longer a trial, Dr. Selden. We are here to discuss the safety of the state." Ling Chen said, "I will speak." And the other commissioners sat back in their chairs, prepared to listen. A silence formed about Chen into which he might drop his words. Gao held his breath. Chen, lean and hard, older in looks than in fact, was the actual emperor of all the galaxy. The child who bore the title itself was only a symbol manufactured by Chen, and not the first such either. Chen said, "Dr. Selden, you disturb the peace of the emperor's realm. None of the quadrillions living now among all the stars of the galaxy will be living a century from now. Why then should we concern ourselves with events of 5 centuries distance?" "I shall not be alive half a decade hence," said Selden, "and yet it is of overpowering concern to me." "Call it idealism. Call it an identification of myself with that mystical generalization to which we refer by the term man." "I do not wish to take the trouble to understand mysticism. Can you tell me why I may not rid myself of yourself and of an uncomfortable and unnecessary 5-century future which I will never see by having you executed tonight?" "A week ago," said Selden lightly, "you might have done so and perhaps retained a 1 in 10 probability of yourself remaining alive at year's end. Today, the 1 in 10 probability is scarcely 1 in 10,000.